As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are down to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Las Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bag and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Hello again and welcome to Las Vegas. This week you'll meet a real rock star, a star that had a huge hit and is still popular 30 years afterwards. That star is Paul Sorrentino, who was once the lead singer of the 80s superstar group Quiet Riot. And the hit is Come On Feel the Noise, a song that many of us still have on our smartphones today. Paul is still very popular in Las Vegas as one of the lead acts of the very popular show Raiding the Rock Vault, which plays over at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Also today, Eddie O, the wine guy, helps us with the right wines for our Thanksgiving Day festivities. On Luxury Living Vegas Style, Gady Medrano helps you with what you can do with a house that may have gotten a little bit tired over the years. And your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, talks about all that is happening at the Cosmopolitan. You know, when you come to Las Vegas, you always want to see a tribute act. There's some great ones from Elvis Presley. They do the Beatles, the Rat Pack, everything. But really, the best show is over at the Hard Rock now. It's been five times a Best of Las Vegas, Best Tribute Show winner, Raiding the Rock Vault. And I think part of the reason that is because you got a real, honest-to-God rock superstar doing it, Paul Sorrentino. Paul, welcome. How did you end up in Las Vegas after, I know you were in Southern California for years, up and down, the Sunset Strip, a great record. We all have your big hit, Come On, Feel the Noise, on our iPhones and so forth. How'd you get here?
I've always wanted to. I got stuck here in Las Vegas in 76 for a while, and I always wanted to live here. I always loved this town, and I married a lady from here whose grandfather was an architect for Bugsy Siegel, Walter Zick.
Wow.
So her family's been here since 44.
So you got a long history with Las Vegas.
And so we're going on our 27th year anniversary, so I've been here for 12 years, and my wife's, I had her in California for 16 years. Her grandmother passed away and left her home here, so we sold our home in Los Angeles and moved here. And
well, it's great to have you here.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where it really gives people the opportunity pretty much year-round to come and see you. And a lot of people, you know, they might not know your name at first sound, and then as soon as you say Quiet Riot, they've all heard that. I was reading a little on your website about becoming a rock star and stuff. It's one of those things that you just never know when that thing's going to hit, and all of a sudden you were in the right place at the right time. You grew up in Southern California.
Yes. So, yeah, well, actually, I was raised in Lima, Ohio. I'm a Midwest boy, and then my parents split up, and my mother's family was in California, so we uprooted and moved to California, and grew up in Glendale for a while, and then Eagle Rock, and the I was all over Southern California. And then that whole scene with the the Sunset Strip with the Motley Crue, Quiet Riot, Rough Cut, Dokken, all of those, Rat, all those bands, you know, that 80s thing happened, and just being in the right place at the right time. I actually did a record in the 70s with Snuff Garrett and Mickey Dolan's sister called Follow Me, and it was on Billboard with a smashing 22 with a bullet, and Vicki Lawrence came out with "That's the Night That the Lights Went Out in Georgia," and that's the night that it killed my frickin' song. Boom! They shelved me big time, because her song went like boom. You know, they went, "This is going to be a big hit." And Snuff Garrett, who had actually produced my record, also produced Sonny and Cher, Liza Minnelli, and all these people. And I go, "Wow, you know, this is it. 17, I made it, you know."
Yeah, the big time.
and of course, they shelved that record, and then I just went into hiding for a while and working until later on in the 80s, I got lucky and scored again. Just, you know, it's timing and being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, and that was a whole different genre, like you mentioned. All those groups were a little different. Was part of that, you know, again, there was the hair bands and more outlandish acts and that kind of thing. Was that something that you came to naturally, or was it something you kind of had to adjust yourself to because that's where music was heading?
Well, actually, I kind of grew up, I'm a little older than a lot of those cats that were, you know, they're probably like 10 years or younger than me right now. Most of guys like Dokken, and they're getting close to my age. I'm not going to say what that is. But anyways, I'm proud of it. You can go on my website and see it. I'm 65. So those guys are in their late 50s, you know, and maybe early 50s, some of them. And so I kind of grew up with the 70s music. You know, I missed it by a few years, really, of just being into that genre. So I listened to a lot of, like, Clapton, The Cream, Zeppelin, which were all those bands were kind of an offshoot of Aerosmith and all those bands. The 80s guys kind of they were their peers, some of them, and maybe the New York Dolls, because, you know, Motley had the glam thing going on and that whole scene. But I kind of grew up listening to R&B.
Yeah. Well, you have more of that Robert Plant, Paul Rodgers type thing, which really, in my mind, is really the great music of the 80s. You know, some of that 80s music can go a little bit off, kind of right on the border, but you managed to keep kind of the bluesy feel of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think rock was created from the blues end of it, and I like singing all kinds of stuff. I grew up with my mother singing, so I was hearing Funny Valentine, learning these songs, Bill Bailey, when I was 5 or 6 years old, and, I want to be around little Tony Bennett to pick up the pieces, you know, when somebody breaks your heart. But I loved all these old songs, and, I got in a band that's doing, and I'm going, where is the 2 and the 4, you know? It's really white. Heavy metal is very white music, and I grew up listening to a lot of blues. I got to meet... At 16, I went to a place in Hollywood called the Kaleidoscope, and then later it became then it was Star Search.
Yeah.
Then it
yeah.
became Star Search. Same, but it was called the Kaleidoscope, and then they, the Aquarius Theater, and then it became Star Search. And anyways, this guy up the street from me says, you're going to come to a blues thing. And I was like 16 and playing in Glendale, rock and rolling, and come out, and all of a sudden, he takes me to this place, Kaleidoscope, and I meet Muddy Waters and T-Bone Walker, and I'm going, wow.
It's a big time.
Two guys to meet, you know? And they're offering me and my buddy 17, I'm 16, they're offering us some Southern comfort, you know?
More with Paul Shortino in just a few moments. You know, it's getting closer to Thanksgiving, and Eddie O, the wine guy, America's first master sommelier, continues to make suggestions for your holiday fun. Let's talk about people coming over the house. We have a lot of visiting and stuff. Let's say we're not doing dinner, that people are just coming over for a glass of wine or so forth like that. The weather's cold. What do you recommend? What are good holiday wines to serve?
Well, if the weather's cold, I'm thinking red wine because it's hearty, it's fuller bodied, it's some people don't like this phrase, but all wine would be red if it could. It's complex. It's, you know, and that off puts white wine lovers. But the point is, think red and then, again, start going and looking at the different things that, that could be out there. Sure, there's Pinot Noir and Merlot and Cabernet, but, you know, then there's Syrah, and there's Petit Syrah, and then there's, you know, Tempranillo, and there's lots of different grapes. So, I try to say explore with your local. I mean, who do you need to be your friend? Your wine merchant. Not necessarily the grocery store person, but somebody who can help you, and your sommelier in a restaurant. And you want to bond with them. And you don't need to be an expert. You just need to know one. So you leverage their talent by going and saying, hey, I'm doing Thanksgiving, and I need to know what's different, what's hot, what's going on. And, you know, I like to help people say, well, here's what I think you ought to be doing. You know, and you want to know how much people are comfortable spending, maybe $20 or something like that. So you keep it there, you know. And once in a while, you pop in a more expensive wine, and you put that side by side with a $20 wine to see, can you tell the difference between a 20 and a 30? It's kind of a fun little conversation before you open up with your dinner party.
Eddie will be back again next week. More with Paul Shortino in just a few moments. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, coast to coast on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas, the Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. GetTheTea.com. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271.
1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to the former lead singer of Quiet Riot, the star of today's Raiding the Rock Vault show over at the Hard Rock Hotel, Paul Shortino.
But that was a kind of really a culture shock for me, coming from Ohio. When I was 14 and coming to California, when that whole scene with the Doors, everybody was playing down on the Strip, I got to actually be involved in that scene while they were. Hendrix was playing Devinger Downs around the corner from where I lived, and that whole movement I was involved in. And then years later, getting involved into the Sunset Strip again with the 80s movement. And then to make a long story short and jump to where I'm at right now, what's interesting is I did a memorial for Ronnie James Dio and sang In My Life there, and met a guy named John Payne there who was in the show. And I get a call from this guy, Sir Harry Cowell, one of the producers of the Raiding the Rock Vault, and asked if I wanted to, you know, sing a song for this record. And I said, sure. The next thing you know, I meet with these guys and they asked me if I want to be involved in this project. Well, it just so happened that I was talking to this gentleman, Paul Dexter, who designed all the light and the screenings and part of the script for the show, did the lights for, he does the lights for, Sticks in REO Speedwagon, and did for Dio, and I knew Paul Dexter for a long time, so I was just talking to him randomly, and next thing I know, he's telling me about this project he's doing, and it's the same project I'm in, but we don't know this, right? Because the show has got, like, we've got Howard Leese from Heart, and he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now.
Oh, that's great.
And
Heart was more of a hard rock group when he was there, too, which I think was great stuff myself.
Oh, it's some really great stuff. Hugh McDonald is just, he's been with Bon Jovi for 20 years or so, and he just was in the, they've been put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then we've got, a lot of local guys here that just moved here. A lot of the guys from the show moved here. Mark Bowles from Ted Nugent and Dokken and Yngwie Malmsteen. And then Andrew Freeman, who's in Last Line and Offspring. He's living here now. And a lot of the other guys get apartments here.
Well, you put together then kind of an all-star, really, of that whole 80s time. I mean, this is great. It's not just you leading a cover band type thing.
It's full of rock stars and guys that are, I mean, like I said, Howard Leese, you know, he's in Heart and then in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, you can't get bigger than that, you know? And, some of us will never get to that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know. Maybe I might, you know, in 82 or something. But it's quite a show. We've got Blas Elias, who lives here from Slaughter, and he'll be leaving soon to go out with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So he plays with them. We have Michael T. Ross on keys, who was with Lita Ford in Missing Persons. And see, we got Robin McCauley, who's been out and back with Michael Schenker, and used to sing with Survivor as well.
I know people that grew up with that music, and some of today's people that can appreciate the history of where this stuff comes from.
Well, it's the history of classic rock.
Right, exactly. And what I think is kind of cool, too, is sometimes that gets missed. You know, we were talking before about classic rock stations. Unfortunately, you know, it's the same 40 or 50 songs, it seems. You're bringing some people back where it were part of really a great era that might be a little bit forgotten.
Well, you know, it's interesting about this is we get to meet people. They've seen the show. Some people have seen the show 100 and some times. And I've met people that when we do certain songs, they go, you know, I met my spouse in school then. And, you know, the hit, it's like somebody picked the greatest songs from the 60s to 1980. Nine, I think, because we start with My Generation and end with Jump. So in between there's Led Zeppelin, Queen, The Doors, Pink Floyd, Aerosmith, and Whitesnake. And like I said, we've rotate guitars. So we've had the guitar player from REO, Dave Amata. We've had the guitar player from Whitesnake. Joel Hoekstra wants to come in. We've had Doug Aldridge, who's now out with the Dead Daisies. But we have these guitar players. We have Rowan Robertson from Dio. We have these guys that completely, you know, when they have time off, they come through.
You're not going to see those groups again, you know.
No.
They've all moved on.
Some of them are not even around anymore.
Right,
like
right.
We do Watchtowers by Hendrix. What's interesting about the show is that it gives a history the screens about it.
Yeah.
So that people that have lived it can relive it. And people that are bringing their kids or their grandkids or someone that are younger, they can get exposed to it. Or if they're into that classic rock and roll music, they get a little bit more education out of it. Because it's just not a show. Yeah. It's a history lesson of
classic
rock. Yeah,
it's like a school of rock.
Yes, it is.
You can see it in person, which is really cool. And, you know, that music was so great. I mean, you talk about, you know, Hendrix and that thing. You can just picture the guys back in Vietnam going through jungle when that music goes on, right? Wow. I mean, it was really the soundtrack to a lot of our lives.
Oh, you know, I just watched the history of Vietnam on the History
the
Channel.
PBS thing? Yeah, oh, you know, yeah.
Where it... You know, I mean, it was a whole series. I just watched it on Netflix, and wow, did it bring back a lot of memories because I had a lot of friends that went over there, and I had a lot of friends that were trying to get out of the draft.
Right.
And my draft number was so high,
oh, great.
You know, I didn't have to worry about it. You know, I had friends that were starving themselves to get out from underweight, and then I had friends that were joining, and in fact, I'm just really grateful that I didn't have to go because I watched this. I watched what was going on in our country when I was a kid then, and we watched the war every night at 6 o'clock.
You'll hear more from Paul Shortino in just a moment, but it's time now for Luxury Living Vegas Style with Gady Medrano, star of Flipping Vegas, seen regularly on the DIY Network. When you're dealing with somebody that's going to put their house on, maybe they've been in there for 20 years, and a lot of times it's kind of like, if you remember Disneyland, the old Carousel of Progress. This is home of the 80s, you know. Is that something that you kind of, it kind of turns off sometimes buyers and stuff, and you kind of modernize a little bit?
Oh, it happens all the time. And in real estate, both for buyers and sellers, a lot of emotion, a lot of attachment, specifically with the seller, and sometimes they value that more than it actually is. For example, they see this home, they're like, no, it's charming, but a buyer and buyers will see it as, that's dated. So, you know, objectivity is difficult when it's your own home, and also for a buyer, sometimes there's a learning curve there too. They have expectations of a certain kind of property, but that doesn't quite fit their budget, or they just are seeing things on TV or seeing other things, you know, and it's so you always have to really try to get to the truth of what can actually be realistic and what can make them happy. So sometimes that requires a learning curve too.
Find out more about Gady and her website, GadyRealEstate.com. That's G-A-D-Y RealEstate.com. More with Paul Shortino in just a few moments. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Manchi, nationwide on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Down, It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891.
Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to the star of Raiding the Rockfall, a great show nightly over at the Hard Rock Hotel, Paul Shortino. So you can be a rock star from that era and still know history.
Yes, well, you know, I love history. I do love history. And people should talk about it more because I hear people talking about, you know, socialism and crazy things like that. It's like, really, never worked anywhere else. Well, you take a look at Venezuela, right?
Oh, yeah, no, you don't want to play down there. No.
So you got to kind of, you know, you just kind of look at stuff, and history repeats itself. So I think we're repeating what happened in the 60s in just a different
way.
Different way.
Yeah.
It's a new revolution. It's not the same revolution that we had in the 60s. It's more of, I don't know,
it's more indecisive, huh? You know what I mean?
Very much so. And millennials are very, very, they're very spoiled a bunch of generation.
Well, I think we miss the music, you know, getting back to the music. I think we miss it because it really, you know, it's something that kind of all brought us together. I mean, we would sit there, we could probably go down the list and share what albums we have, and I don't see that anymore.
Well, that music at that time had a reason for what they were, you know, when I watched that Vietnam, we were talking about the Vietnam, war and how they put the songs. When I was watching that series, it was interesting. I took a whole different aspect of how the songs were written. When you see it with what was going on in the United States with the protesting, some of the songs were written about what was going on in the United States. And then some of the songs, I believe, were written about some of the guys that were over there fighting in a war that they didn't know they were fighting for. And the whole movement there was a reason for it. There were so many things that were going on then at that time with drugs and, you know, free love, the sexual revolution, the civil rights revolution, the war. I mean, there were so many things that were going on that were changing our environment and society. And that seems like that we're going through that now. But the difference is that the music helped us go through it.
Yeah,
and relate to what was going on because it was written about what was going on. I listen to the music now, and it's, the rap gangsta stuff, it hasn't, rap music hasn't evolved and gotten any, it hasn't developed from when it came out. It just seems like it's there and it's stuck in the mud to me. Rock and roll seems to me it's taken a strong change to where it went from the classic rock, then it went to grunge, which kind of destroyed classic rock, you know, and then it went and evolved into, to where you didn't really have any great singers coming out of that period. And now it's kind of coming back and people are kind of finding, but I find that the music right now is very angry.
Yeah. Well, who do you like? The only ones I know that kind of do the music we grew up with are like the Foo Fighters. There's not much else.
Yeah,
and even that's
Shinedown is a really good band. They did a remake of Leonard Skinner's Simple Man.
Yeah.
And I'm not too familiar with the newest album, but the last album, Cut the Cord, was a great record. If you really want to, the songs, you know.
Yeah.
That have meaning and you can relate to, you know. It's just, I think that's what we're trying to find, that the music that we grew up on, people could relate to. I was listening to some of the songs. And I was thinking, I put Sirius on and I'll listen to 60s and 70s music and I'll go, hey, you know what? What they're talking about is it was all love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Everything is beautiful. Yeah. I mean, there was just, you know, I mean, there was a lot of more positive songs going out at one time.
Yeah, it's gone now, you know.
You know?
Yeah.
Even the one-hit wonders of the 70s, there was some great stuff. I think the 70s had some of the best music.
It really did.
Ever had. Late 60s and into the 70s, even into the disco stuff was really cool stuff. The Bee Gees. I mean, we really, I think our generation of people that are baby boomers, besides the greatest generation, that they have, our generation, the baby boomers, I would think of the greatest time period for movies.
Yeah, music.
Movies, music. you know, we had John Wayne to look up to. We had a lot of people to look up to. Okay. I don't think kids have a lot of people to look up to.
No. You know what, though? I know a lot of people that looked up to you. You were in one movie, Spinal Tap. This is Spinal Tap. Everybody's seen it. Everybody loves it. And it's funny, your Duke fame thing.
Yes.
I worked in the city of Burbank for a number of years, and I remember the Holiday Inn lobby. I know exactly.
Yes, that's exactly where it was. You know what's funny about that? They saw an ad in the paper. I think it was in BAM magazine or some local paper in L.A., and we were playing the Troubadour. And the casting agent saw this picture of the band, and so they came down. And actually, Jake, who was with Ozzy, was in the band Rough Cut at the time, and David Alford, the drummer, who's still in the band, and we all three were called to go and meet them. We didn't know who, but meet these people for this movie. And they were already filming this movie. And so I showed up in my white leather that I was in the movie in. And it was my outfit. So I showed up, and I was there first. I showed up, and they go, wardrobe, we don't have to even, he is Duke fame. We don't have to dress him. We don't have to do anything, you know? So I got the part of showing up the way I looked, and the other guys showed up after me, and they had already picked me, and it was really interesting. So when we did that scene at the Holiday Inn, I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting with Wendy Dio, who is my manager, and this girl who is with me in the scene. Well, it just so happened with this girl, I don't remember her name, but I had been offered my SAG card because I'd been on the Gong Show, and I did Taff Hartley and stuff, and I didn't get my card. So they were Taff Hartley. They were actually, I don't remember what they call it, but they had room for one more person to come on board to get my SAG card. And this girl was complaining because I got my card and she didn't. And she used to go out with Jackson Browne.
Ah.
And so her and Wendy Wendy Dio was talking to her about Ronnie. And I hadn't got signed to a label yet.
Yeah.
Rough Cut was trying to get signed to Warner Brothers. So we're shopping for a deal. And I'm thinking I'm going to just kind of like shop our songs for the movie.
Right.
You know, I'm going to hit up them right away. I'm here shooting this scene. So I'm sitting there talking, and she's talking to Wendy, and she's going, yeah, Jackson Browne and me, we're together for so long. And then this girl, Daryl Hannah.
Yeah, wow.
He ran off with Daryl Hannah. And that was right when she did Splash. So
wow.
So he was seeing her then, and this girl was sharing all this stuff, information about Jackson Browne, and I'm listening to them talk, Wendy Dio and her talk about rock stars, and I'm trying to become a rock star, right. And I'm playing a rock star in this movie, and I, you know, so anyways, I'm sitting there going, man, these guys are having a bad hair day, and I didn't know they had wigs on, so we break for a lunch, and I'm sitting next to Rob Reiner, and I'm pitching our songs, you know. He's going, no, we've got the songs, Big Bottom, My Girl's Got Them, and you know, it's all spoof stuff, right? And I'm sitting across from Christopher Guest, Harry Shearer, and Michael McKean, and I'm sitting there, and I'm going, wow, you guys look like the guys that are having a bad hair day. And they go,
yeah,
dude, those are wigs, you know. And of course, I didn't get any songs in there, but that whole scene was ad lib. It was really great because they had like a sort of a, you know, a scripted out kind of thought of what they wanted to do, and they let everybody run with it.
Well, let me ask you a question. What was life like as a rock star? I mean, you definitely have experienced that. Everybody wants to be one. I mean, I don't know any one of my friends that wouldn't have traded anything to spend a couple of years in your body. What was it like?
Well, there's great perks, you know. I mean, you get the girls. That's one good perk. You know, after maybe whatever they've had to do to get backstage, you never know, you know. So sometimes it's a lot of hard work, really. It really is. People really don't realize how hard the entertainment business is for all people. Actors, I've done some stuff for the movie saying we did a thing on Fame where one of the songs from the band Rough Cut, they did it on the show, and it was called Wanna Be a Star. And you got to get up at the crack of stupid to get ready to maybe shoot 8 hours into the day, you know. But you're there at 5 o'clock. They're putting makeup on you, and then you're ready to sit around and wait for your part to happen. And that's no fun. I don't think I could I would enjoy being an actor. However, you never know.
Back with more from the lead singer of Quiet Riot, star from the film Spinal Tap, featured act in the show Raiding the Rock Vault, Paul Shortino, in just a moment. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, coast to coast on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, two blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. GetTheTea.com. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to BizVod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Now, let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You're listening to Paul Shortino, rock star from the 1980s, 90s, and today. Yeah, you look like you're having a good time, but it isn't like,
You know what? I got in this business, and you know what? You have to love it to want to do it.
Yeah.
I've ran into, what's his name, Shatner.
William Shatner.
William Shatner. And a big fan of his. And then I told him I was a big fan of his, and he didn't want to even, you know, acknowledge me at the time. And my feelings are that if you got in this business to do this, you got to be prepared to take time to talk to your fans and give them the time. And that's one thing I've learned out of this business, no matter what you do. You know, getting up there on stage for that moment is scary for a second, and then it's the greatest high in the world, you know?
Yeah.
And then spending time with your fans is, you know, those people help you stay where you're at. So you have to, you know, spend some time giving them some love, you know, because they give you tons of love.
Well, you will get that if you go see Raiding the Rock Vault over at
the Hard Rock.
The Hard Rock. It's a great place. I know you guys have moved around. I want to ask you one final question, and that is, you got to be excited. I mean, you watched all that happen in the 60s. Well, now here in Vegas, they're going through a big change where they're building these incredible venues all over. It seems like every day there's a new 5,000-seat this, what have you. What do you say? I know you're hoping this show goes for as long as it can, as long as, you know, you're playing the way you are. Where do you see it? I mean, would you like to see play one of those places, like maybe like the Cosmopolitan sometime or something of that nature?
Well, I would like to see this show get into that kind of a realm, because I think it's it deserves to the audience
so
to see it in that size. It's more of a Vegas showroom kind of show. So,
yeah.
We've done some conventions. We did some stuff with in Canada. We did a convention in a bigger venue with actually Bret Michaels and Lou Gramm from Foreigner, and it was great. I hope to see it in that stage. I know that when we first started here, our posters, we were on billboards, every one of the cast were, and we were on buses and God knows, you know, cabs and everything else. And now they went to branding the name of the show, which is Raiding the Rock Vault, and they used the star power of the people that are in the show to brand the name. And so I think it's just a matter of people catching on and what Raiding the Rock Vault is, because when we first opened up here, Rock of Ages was here as well.
Right.
And they had a movie out, so, and it was on Broadway, so people got Rock of Ages confused with Rock Vault.
Right.
You know, so people would come and see Rock Vault and go, oh, you know, I just saw your show. I'd run into them, Rock of Ages, and it was, no, that's Rock Vault. So it was confusing for a while. So now that we're the only kind of rock tribute show, really, is what it is.
Yeah, maybe you could even, for people that think it's a tribute show, It's not you pretending to be other people. It's quality people up there playing great music.
Oh, well,
yeah,
we're doing some of the songs that some of the people actually performed. We would be doing Quiet Riot songs, except that was more of a metal time period. So they have Raiding the Country Vault in Branson.
Oh.
So, and a lot of the Gretchen Wilson from the Big and Rich Mafia.
Yeah.
Batch of people. Anyways, they're playing in Branson. They're about ready to take hiatus because of the winter coming on. But, there's the Rock Vault producers have a theater there.
Oh, that's really cool. If you happen to be in Missouri, we have a great station out of Missouri. By all means, check that out. But if you come to Las Vegas, really, put this as one of the things you want to do. It's Raiding the Rock Vault. Paul Shortino, what a pleasure.
Thanks for having me here. I mean, I can't thank you enough. It's been awesome.
One of the great hotels on the Strip is the Cosmopolitan, and there's a lot happening there. Of course, your Vegas insider, Scott Robin, VitalVegas.com, is on top of it. When it comes to dining and stuff, we saw another thing to the Cosmopolitan. It's called Block 16. And again, it was really kind of interesting because it's kind of like a food court, but an upscale food court. How would you describe it? And you think it's going to catch on? Because it strikes me as one of those in Vegas deals.
Yes, it's an in Vegas deal, one of a kind. I think they spent a lot of time and effort curating it. That's kind of a buzzword of the moment, but I think that actually has transpired here. It is a food court, just by definition of its multiple kind of counters. It's grab-and-go food. It's a mixture of cuisines. It is, I think they were going for a little more approachable price point, so good for them. So there's value to be had. But I think the selection, I think they really gave a lot of thought to what do people want. And then they went out and found partners who each one has its own story. They have individuals who are passionate about what they do. A lot of them are kind of second locations. So there's an equivalent in New York City where it's like two blocks of the same kind of concept. And I think they extracted a couple of places from there. They had a video series where they talked to the chefs. And the chefs all sounded very, very enthusiastic. Limited menu, good prices. I think people are eating it up. It seemed popular. It's not really a sit-down, kind of hanging out kind of deal, but it's grab and go. You're in Vegas. You got the drunchies. I have the drunchies literally right now. So I'm thinking about some of the food I walked by. There were some donuts right up front. That's kind of one of their things. It was like a bar and a donut thing. Anyway, that's likely where I'm going to go after we chat. But I think it's perfectly suited for Cosmo. By the way, I'm looking around because this is top secret. I still think that the Seminole tribe is going to buy this casino. I had from two sources that this is Hard Rock International, the Seminole tribe, that they had entered into due diligence with the Cosmo. So I know you didn't ask about this, but hey, when I get information other people don't have, I'm going to share it. So I think that's going to come about. I haven't heard anything any different. So I think the smart money is on Hard Rock buying this place, because Hard Rock is out at the other casino here in town that's going to become a Virgin. And wouldn't we all like to become a Virgin?
Well, and I think I would imagine they wouldn't mess too much with the Cosmopolitan, because it has a certain class to it. People seem to like it, and why would you mess around with that? It has a certain elegance to it.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's ready made for that brand. It is definitely, like, year after year, it's considered the, you know, kind of the in place. You know, do people even say in? Let's say it's lit. Cosmo is lit. It's fire. It's nice. Call back.
You can read Scott's great blog every day at VitalVegas.com. Have a great weekend, as well as a very happy Thanksgiving. And join us again next weekend as you'll hear more from Eddie O, Eddie, Brett Maley, Scott Robin, and more. This is Stephen Maggi reminding you, Vegas never sleeps. Beaver!
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.